This is how to close out a great Friday.
Hate this song.
Yeah, I feel, we have company too, and I feel bad, but
yeah, that's a terrible.
We gotta play it right, and apologize to the guests. We gotta let it go through to the best part. I mean, can't cut it off now.
Happy
Come on,
Father's
you.
Day.
I mean, given the advice we gave
close
him last week.
Close this out with singing today.
Definitely not singing this song. Somebody's dad paid for this song.
Well, Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. There we go.
Ooh, this song is horrible.
Ooh. All right, welcome back. Hugh's favorite song on a Tri-Day Friday.
Right.
Back to your phone calls in a minute, but... Hugh, we started a little tradition last week. We got to keep it up because the World Cup continues. Jamie Watson, a former professional soccer player, 12 seasons he played professionally, and now a broadcaster, and he is part of our Insider Call presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Fanatics Sportsbook winning hits different here. A big night a week ago for Team USA. They hope to continue it tonight, along with some games, of course, right here in Philadelphia. Jamie Watson joins us right now on the Midday Show. Jamie!
Guys, I'm back, man. We had a great time last week. Let's do it again, man. This is fun, and the World Cup has been everything we'd hoped for and more so far, and USA kicks off in about an hour and a half, man. It's just going to get better and better from here on out.
Yeah, Jamie, I have a few questions, man. Now, the first question I have is, did you get a chance to partake in the chicken wings that I suggested to you last week? That's the first question.
The over-under was 30 seconds, and you hit the under. I have not, but I've heard from multiple Uber drivers that the lemon pepper wings are the way to go.
No, the lemon pepper wings are definitely the way to go. And the second question I have is because, you know, I watched a little bit of soccer, man, and the thing that really caught my eye and was a big deal was the Congo and Portugal. And not only that, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal being held to just one goal against the Congo. How big of a deal was that in the soccer world?
I mean, it's a big one, and you saw – This is the biggest question that we had, and I think we discussed this when we said, hey, this World Cup is going from 32 teams to 48 teams. Is that a good thing to go from, you know, a smaller size pool to a bigger one? And I said, let's wait and see how it goes. Not only do you see that DR Congo, who is ranked 46th in the world, be able to pull off a tie with the number five team, Portugal, led by, you know, arguably the 1B greatest of our generation, Cristiano Ronaldo. You also saw Cabo Verde, which, by the way, if you would have asked me, you know, before I found out I was going to commentate that match to, like, you know, spin a globe and figure out where it is, that would have been my best way of figuring out where it was. I didn't know it was this collection of 10 islands off the coast of West Africa. That team, 67th in the world, tied Spain, which is number two in the world. Man, it's been incredible to see what you give opportunities and people are taking them. Teams are taking them, and it's been incredible to see, man. It just goes to show you, the level has been higher, but that was a big deal. DR Congo getting their first goal, their first point against Portugal, and that was definitely a surprise.
And when you talk about Cape Verde, weren't they one of the teams that had one of the absolute oldest goalies to be playing in the World Cup? Because I think it was.
Man.
Yeah,
man. You guys know the story about Vizinho now, what's happened to him?
No, I don't.
Okay, so going into the morning of the match, my guy had 45,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, I did hear that night with the 2 million. Something crazy. I did hear that story.
All right, so by the time he does the press conference after the game where he makes 7 saves, he's the player of the match. Incredible story. He's crying tears of happiness. The Cabo Verde fans are dancing in the stadium and all around Atlanta. He had 2 million followers. Guys, what do you think his follower count is today on IG as we sit about a week later after that game?
I'm going to say 10 million.
Okay. 10 million?
That don't sound like it. It sounds like he eclipsed
20
that.
Million?
We split the difference. 14.2 million
wow.
followers.
Wow.
This guy is a global sensation. 45,000 followers when he woke up that morning. He went to bed that night with like 8 or 9 million. I mean, the guy, RIP his phone. There's no chance that thing stood a chance with the notifications coming through. But, man, it just goes to show you it's why it's a beautiful game. A guy that you've never heard of, from a collection of islands that you probably couldn't point out on a map, becomes a global superstar with 90 minutes of a soccer match. It's got that kind of weight, that kind of pull, and man, it's just going to get better and better. And it'll be better if the U.S. continue this hot run of form, so it can be another big story that we're talking about.
I'm not going to lie to you, Jamie. So it's Cabo Verde.
So the way we said it, I'm working on the broadcast for the World Feed, and we said Cabo Verde, but I think everybody knows it as Cape Verde or Cape Verde.
This is the place you were looking up homes,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Like
he was trying to move there.
Listen, it's gonna make it worse than it already is for me, but once I saw the fan base down there in Atlanta, I started looking for homes in Cape Verde and started trying to workshop how I could do the show from Cape Verde and still, you know, do a show in Philadelphia.
I tell you what, man, the vibes were immaculate in Atlanta.
I saw it. It was bananas. And you know what? I watched the other night. It was the Ghana game and who was it? Ghana and somebody. That was a phenomenal game. Was it Panama? I think it was Panama.
Yeah, they scored in the 94th minute. Yeah,
was a phenomenal game, man. I mean, you know
what? You can't do the show from Cabo Verde and Ghana, though, man. You got to pick one or the other because the vibes are immaculate at both.
No, I'm telling you, the crowds, the fans, the atmosphere has been immaculate, man. And it's kind of drawn me in because at first I was kind of like, yeah, the World Cup is here, it's cool. But when you start watching the games and you see the passion of the fans, man, it's an exciting time. No question about that.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. You know, the only place that flies direct from the United States to the capital of Cabo Verde, which is Praia, believe it or not, is Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Wow.
I knew it was somewhere up north. I knew it was in Boston somewhere because there's a lot of Cabo Verdeans up there.
You've done your research. You really have.
Hey, man, listen, I'm dead ass serious about it.
Hey, and I'll tell you what, it's surprising. And by the way, the storylines have just been incredible. They get a chance to go again with their next match. We'll see if we can keep it going. But you guys, breaking news, by the way, the U.S., they kick off in less than 90 minutes. Main man, star player Christian Pulisic is out.
No.
This is just hitting the feed right now.
Oh, boy.
My guy Scaff can't. They're just going to keep him out of this match. So that's a big storyline for this match. That's like a line mover, you know, if you will in Vegas.
Oh, not the Titanic music.
Not the Titanic.
Oh, no. We're so excited. Now we're taking on water, Jamie. All right, Jamie. And of course, Jamie's call here, Insider Call presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. All right, so take us through the matchup, Jamie, that we have coming up in an hour and a half or so against Australia. And now, obviously, with the injury here and out of the game, how much will that affect the United States' chances to win this game?
Yeah, it moves the needle a little bit, right? I mean, look, you know, thanks to our good friends at the Fanatics Sportsbook for bringing this segment together here. Look, I'm still, last I checked, I think the U.S. were favored by half a goal. I feel confident in that. If you just draw back to the match when these two teams met in October, it was 2-1. The U.S. won here in the United States. And so I think that there's a good chance we could get – I'm even going to be comfortable to say I think this match still goes 2-0, 3-1. I think the U.S. win by two. And I think the only thing that could stifle the U.S. is if Australia's physicality and they impose their will to outcompete the United States men's national team, that's the one equalizer for this team. Because if it's played on paper, the U.S. are better. But we know, you guys know this, it's the game's not played that way. And we've seen that because the teams are talking about like DR Congo and Cabo Verde were not supposed to have a chance in the world. But that's not how this game goes, right? And so it's just about for 90 minutes putting it together and you know, making sure that you beat your guy and the collective of the group is greater than the individual parts. U.S. have got to make sure that they match the intensity of Australia. And if they do that, the skill should be able to shine through. The class and the quality should be able to shine through. And the first goal will be so important. U.S. get in the first 10, 15 minutes. This could go even more comfortably. But that first goal is so important.
Well, it's a big one. It's a huge game today. And I'm excited to watch this when we get off the air and really watch all weekend. I've really enjoyed it, Jamie, just as a sports fan perspective, not even just the U.S. games, all of it, like he was saying. It's been a great event so far. Can't wait for more of these games here in Philadelphia. Jamie, thank you again for joining us. Let's maybe do it again next week. And let's keep going, Team USA. Thank you, Jamie.
I hope so. Listen to the rest of the show and go down and check out the party for Brazil and Haiti for the game later today. It's going to be incredible around that city. I'll be jealous. The eyes of the world will be on Philly today, just in anticipation of that matchup. So thanks for having me, guys.
We'll see you again.
Thanks for coming.
There you go. Today, Insider Call presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. I didn't realize the goalie was that old.
Yeah, because it was. I forgot the other team, but it's a 43-year-old goalie that's playing with somebody, and he's the second youngest goalie. So yeah, though I think he's like 39 or something like that. But
cool.
Yeah.
Look, two times we talked to Jamie, very informative, really cool to talk to him. He's obviously, you know, really into this and a great ambassador. But two things I've noticed, it's two people helping each other. You helped Jamie last week with some dinner in Atlanta.
Yes.
And he's helping you now pronounce your next home destination.
Cabo Verde, yeah, it's not probably going to happen. Why? Because I don't see it's going to be kind of hard to.
Nah, you know, he's a little remote.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to?
It's a lot remote.
But Hugh likes to kind of be on his own.
Yeah,
right?
it's a lot remote.
I think that kind of fits Hugh.
And then I was looking at some of the homes, the amenities.
Yeah.
I mean, they're okay.
Like 3D printing?
I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing.
And then that I know that one's going to live for a while. You know what it is? When you go to places like that, you have to, like the bugs and stuff, it's a little different.
I'm not a bug guy.
Yeah, and it feels like the spiders are a lot bigger than the ones I'm used to seeing.
Okay.
So it's like,
So we're out on this idea for now?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
I
got to say, I'm out on foreign spiders.
No, because they
don't feel like the spiders with the ones here.
No, because.
I don't want to do foreign spiders.
What is it like? I think it's in Australia or something.
Oh, dude,
I've seen them
personally.
Yeah, because they got the spiders that live in your home to kind of like kill the bugs.
Huntsman,
and stuff.
I think.
Hold on.
Huntsman, yeah.
You house your own spiders to get rid of the other spiders?
Like in certain areas, you pick your own spider.
Well, see, the thing about spiders is they're actually like really good.
Yeah, but I don't want to have my pet spider.
Big and scary, right?
Yeah, there's some big spiders, man. I just jumped because I thought about it.
You did jump.
I saw one about, like, I would say, I want to say like 6 inches across.
Some of me
crawled out of a kid's suitcase.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm out on all that.
I'll be traumatized.
Let's go to Eric in California, who's up on WIP. Eric?
Hey, guys.
What's up,
Eric? Hey, Eric.
I'm sorry, I was heating up some bacon here at my office. Sorry about that.
You took a shot.
Every time.
He has a different one planned every day.
Take a shot every day. It's cool, Eric. It is what it is.
I done a full 180 on the quarterback stat thing.
Okay.
So I was thinking about, imagine a game where the defense is playing staunch. Jake Elliott hits 4 field goals. We win 12-10. Go, that's not a quarterback stat, right? But here's what I realized. And how Hugh's helping us. There's a certain part of the light spectrum, like the infrared that's used to heat or ultraviolet that can give you skin cancer. It's not visible to most human eyes. But Hugh sees on a different frequency, and he sees things that we don't see. Now, I did not play in the NFL for as many years as Hugh did. But what I think he's helping us realize is, like, the quarterback is like the king on the chessboard. And he sets the tone, and everyone kind of plays in service of the quarterback. So when the defense is focused, the quarterback kind of helps them stay calm when things are going bad. And if it's a short, like 4th and goal, the quarterback sets the tone and helps the team play to their highest level. So with the amount of responsibility that the quarterback has, now that I see it, trying to see through Hugh's lens, I think it is a quarterback stat. So I've done a full 180. Thanks to Hugh.
You know what? I got to say, this is like a milestone, because what typically happens is, no matter what either of us say about anything, people never change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You got someone to change their mind.
I mean, it's the work in progress.
It's a milestone.
And you know what? It makes, this is the unfortunate thing about the stance that I take. It makes no sense to most people, right? But it makes perfect sense to some. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate because most football players are wired different. You know, I was talking to one of my friends this morning, and we were talking about how just guys are wired different. But you're right, because the quarterback is supposed to be – he's the face of the – that's why he's the face of the franchise, because he's supposed to be the guy that galvanizes everybody, even though he's on the other side of the ball.
Sure.
Well, and when you said that, it made me think about – remember when John Gruden was browbeating with Chris Sims because he couldn't get the play out?
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, like, what are you doing? You have to – the quarterback has to command the huddle. And in a sense, he's the calming force to the defense, because the defense is looking at, like, hey, we get this dude back the ball.
Right.
He going to make it happen. Perfect example. Tom Brady in the 4th quarter, 2 minutes left on the clock. The worst thing you could do is his defense give him back the football, because mentally you know that there's a damn good chance that he's going to drive them down the field and win the game.
Well, to your point on that, when the Eagles
Graham hit them with a
sack.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, even, Eric, your brain went to the same place I did. That game, right, the first Eagles Super Bowl championship. Think about the score. Think about the time. Think about where the Patriots got the ball back. The chances of them coming back were so minimal, but no one felt comfortable until the clock hit zero, right?
Yes.
Because it was Tom Brady on that side. Eric, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously Tom Brady is he's the outlier.
He's the pinnacle.
Yeah, because he did it for so long and so many times.
He had so many times like even when you talk about Jalen, you talk about Tampa Bay when he's playing Tampa Bay. Remember that game when he went and said, "Oh, he can't read defense."
Yeah, 2021. Yeah,
and he went out there and he cut him up. But they went into that game thinking that he couldn't do it, and that's what makes Jalen so polarizing, because there's been moments where you've seen him do it, and then there's been moments where he hasn't done it.
Well, yeah, his highs are very high.
Yeah, and so so I get it, and even in my stance, it's nonsensical, but again, it makes sense to me.
Well,
I
don't think it's nonsensical. I think it's old school. I mean, like,
no, it is. Yeah, that's definitely old school.
Because you're right. It has been the predominant way that quarterbacks are measured for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not out of left field. It's just, you know, it's old school. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Bam. What's up?
Not much. Hey, I think y'all need to stop. You know, Jillio, you need to stop picking on Hurts, man.
I'm not picking on Hurts.
I agree.
Who's picking
stop
on Hurts?
Being a Hurts hater.
You are.
You are, man. Stop being a Hurts hater.
Bam.
Everyone can see it, including Bam.
I tried to give him credit for the Super Bowl he lost. I mean, I don't know where you're here, and I tried to give him credit for the Super Bowl he lost.
Sees right through you.
Right.
Yep. And Hugh.
Yes.
And Jillio and Kyle. I know y'all heard Jack freaking Kyle 5 the other day on Tuesday with Frank. I got it. My cousin wrote a song about lobsters, right?
Okay.
I need y'all to look it up. It's called "I Love Lobsters."
I love lobsters. This is.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
I'll do it this weekend. Where can I find it, Bam?
I'm out.
On YouTube. It's on YouTube, or you can look it up on all music platforms. And his name is One H U N N E D.
I love lobsters. All right, I'm on it. I got myself.
I'm not.
Come on, Kyle. You got it's his cousin. All right, Bam. Good phone call. You going to listen to this one here?
I'll look for it, but you know I'm not going to put too much effort.
What did that have to do with the top five? Yesterday?
I don't know. Maybe they were talking about lobsters.
I thought that. Well, I mean, I heard it. They were talking about you, Zesty, Rube getting a little dirty.
Rube, dirty.
7 inches of all that man.
Yeah, that's.
That one's going to last a while. I mean, he had the John Johnson one in there too.
With it.
diving right into the meat or whatever the hell he said.
Yeah, that was crazy. Going right for the meat.
Mm. Guilty.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing.
I know it was coming. I knew it was coming.
It's one of my favorite new Hugh drops, actually.
You know, I got to
say. I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing.
I was trying to say it like Forrest Gump, but it
I got to say. It's not helping. Now, you might not think I have this opinion, but I have this opinion.
What's that?
This has been my favorite Hugh Douglas week. I'm serious. You gave us the 3D printing. The Rocky and Hurts thing was an amazing analogy that we got to have fun with for 3 days.
It was a big 2 weeks, if we're being honest. Started with the Dalton thing last week.
No, I got to say, I know it's the afternoon show's thing. You deserve the belt. I mean,
you know what?
I think you do. I mean, the Rocky thing this week was the best thing I heard on the station. I mean, no, I disagreed with him, but it's the best thing I heard.
And it's okay to disagree. It's just that, you know, it's just the way that I thought about it.
It's the frequency.
Yeah, it's the vibrating thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it.
So, I got one quick story before we go. There's an NFL player right now who might be vibrating on a higher frequency than anyone in the league. Did you see this Sauce Gardner story?
No.
So Sauce Gardner is listed on NFL.com, the Colts website, Pro Football Reference, anywhere you look, as 25 years old. Yesterday, Sauce Gardner told everyone has his birthday wrong. He's actually 24. Mm-hmm. That the whole league has been wrong on how old he has been the entire time he's been in the league. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Do we think he knows how old he really is?
I mean, I would think you would, but yeah. I'm not going to lie. As I've gotten older, I tend to forget. wait a minute, how old am I? So, but the only reason I know now is because I'll be eligible for my 401k. So that's why I got
That's a good
excited.
Reason to know.
I mean, I'm excited about that.
The milestones.
The milestones. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, 55.
Are we going to throw you a 401k party then?
I don't know. It all depends on what it looked like. Because when I get that readout, if it's looking kind of chunky, that might be it for me.
Oh, it's just out.
It might be.
We throw the party without you.
Happy before. Where is he? He's gone. He's happy 401k day.
Like, hey. They'll be no, pulling the curtain back on his plaque up on that wall.
I'm not going anywhere, man. But at one point, I did think about that. I was like, man, you know, because when you're young and you think about your 401k, mm-hmm. and you're matching it and you're putting the max in,
right.
you never think about it. But as you get older and you start seeing those dividends, yeah. you're like, okay. So yeah, it's one of those things. And I'm pretty sure there's some people out there that are about to hit those milestones and they have the same decisions. And you just kind of look and say, okay, what does the next 10 years look like?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, everyone out there, have a great Father's Day. Hugh, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Joe.
We'll all talk. Right, we'll
happy
talk.
Happy almost to you. One day gonna be a father, Kyle.
Yes.
That's not up to you.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying it's not, but it's, you know, I just wanted to put it out there for you.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot.
Everyone have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.